Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, December 15th, 2020. I'm Sarah Lane. The European Union proposed two bills Tuesday. The Digital Services Act would require large tech companies that reach more than 10% of the EU's population to actively look for and mitigate risks from illegal content and goods available on their services, with annual external audits and new transparency rules towards users and regulators. The Digital Markets Act would preemptively block companies with many business customers and consumers from a host of actions deemed to be anti-competitive and create other obligations towards smaller firms and end users, like price transparency for online advertisers and data portability for end users. The UK also announced Tuesday it's advancing legislation to cover online harms, requiring social media companies and search engines to help prevent a range of illegal or potentially harmful material from being distributed on their platforms or face fines of up to 10% of annual global revenue. Twitter announced it will use Amazon Web Services, or AWS, to help provide global cloud infrastructure to deliver Twitter timelines, supplementing Twitter's own computing capacity. Financial details were not disclosed. Back in 2018, Twitter made a deal with Google to migrate portions of its data over there, but Twitter says that working with Amazon's cloud will improve the performance of its products by using data centers that are closer to where people live and ship features faster using Amazon's suite of services. Oracle has changed its corporate headquarters from Redwood City, California, to Austin, Texas, although Oracle will keep its offices in California and already had a campus in Austin. This does follow HP Enterprise moving its HQ from California to Houston, Texas, and Palantir relocating to Colorado. Meanwhile, TechCrunch notes that Tencent, ByteDance, and Alibaba are all opening regional hubs in Singapore, joining Google, Facebook, Amazon, Stripe, Salesforce, and Grab. This is in part to avoid some of the pressure of the U.S.-China trade conflicts, but it's also because of the need for access to the Southeast Asian market. Singapore has made it easy to incorporate and set up shop there. Nikkei Asia's sources say that Apple plans to produce up to 96 million iPhones for the first half of 2021, including the latest iPhone 12 range and older iPhone 11 and SE models. That's a nearly 30% year-on-year increase due to consumer demand, although industry-wide component shortage may bring that target number down. A source also says that Apple is working on a new Apple TV and preparing an aggressive production schedule for new MacBook Pros and the iMac Pro in 2021. Apple's Fitness Plus launched Monday. Early reviews came out then. The Wall Street Journal's Nicole Nguyen said that at $9.99 per month, it's a good deal compared to other fitness services, but needing to own an Apple Watch will put some people off. If you forget to charge your watch or leave it behind during travel, you can still access videos and do workouts, but you need to own an Apple Watch to sign up initially. CNET's Vanessa Hand Oriana noted that Fitness Plus is easy to use and beginner-friendly with 10 different workout types to choose from, but perhaps not the best option if you consider yourself more of a pro in any of those categories. It's geared towards a broader audience and didn't quite replicate her existing routines. Fast Company's Mark Sullivan noted that for most workout types, Fitness Plus works best using a big TV in front of you. The iPad worked okay for certain activities like yoga or strength training, but the iPhone, just too small. Amazon's new Halo Fitness Tracker is now widely available for $99.99. Its unique twist uses a 3D scan of a wearer's body fat and monitors their voice through the day for tone to try to pick up on anything that's going on. The first 6 months of services are free. Afterwards, it's $4 per month. Without a subscription, the Halo only tracks sleep time, heart rate, and step tracking. Pornhub removed all videos uploaded by unverified users. This comes after the site announced last Tuesday it was limiting uploads to verified users. Uploads are now limited to official content partners or member of its models program. The move comes after a December 4th New York Times investigation found that the site hosted videos of people underage, with Visa and MasterCard subsequently cutting the site off payment services on December 10th. As of Monday morning, the site removed almost 80% of videos previously available. Decrypt reported Tuesday that Pornhub was now only accepting crypto for its premium service. A breach in the Orion network management platform from a company called SolarWinds has led to attacks on FireEye, Microsoft, and several U.S. government agencies. SolarWinds said that Sunday updates to its Orion platform between March and June may have carried malware as a result of a sophisticated nation-state supply chain attack. SolarWinds said that Microsoft notified it of a compromise to SolarWinds Office 365 accounts and is investigating. SolarWinds has 300,000 customers worldwide, including most of the Fortune 500 companies in the U.S., Lockheed Martin, Booz Allen Hamilton, PricewaterhouseCoopers, the Federal Reserve, and the Defense Department, the State Department, the U.S. Secret Service, and the NSA. 33,000 of those customers use the Orion platform, and SolarWinds believes 18,000 of those installed the malware-infected versions. It's believed the attackers targeted specific customers around the world. Finally, the U.S. Federal Trade Commission ordered Amazon, ByteDance, Discord, Facebook and its subsidiary WhatsApp, Reddit, Snap, Twitter, and YouTube to disclose how they each collect and use data from users, how they choose which ads to display, and what personal information is used in ad selection. The platforms have 45 days to respond. The FTC used its authority under Section 6B of the FTC Act to compel responses, which gives the agency the power to pursue broad studies separate from law enforcement. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Remember, rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening. And we'll talk to you next time.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.